Education officials in Maswingo say the schools should remain closed to avoid an outbreak of diseases. Most of the affected schools had their toilets completely destroyed, leaving pupils to use the bush to relieve themselves, a practice the ministry says is unacceptable. Most in the area say they say it never rains but pours is coming out to be true for them, as hunger and starvation also continue to stalk villagers and their families. An official with the education ministry who refused to be named, saying she was not authorized to speak to the press, said the ministry is busy mobilizing resources to bring normalcy back to the schools.
We saw that the situation is terrible because all the infrastructure like toilets were destroyed, hence the decision to have them closed for a while. Students cannot use the bush to relieve themselves. We are talking of about 15 schools. We have mobilized the communities to play a part to ensure that their children go to school. At the same time, as a ministry, we are mobilizing resources to ensure normalcy at the affected institutions.
Maswingo Provincial Education Director Ms. Clara Duwe confirmed that the situation is terrible in the affected areas. She said lack of financial resources to rebuild damaged buildings is hampering efforts to bring normalcy to the schools sooner. Parents in the affected areas are still counting their losses. John Karai tells Studio 7 parents are molding bricks to help rebuild damaged infrastructure.
We are still counting on our losses. We think the Ilozi government should do something to ensure that clinics and schools are urgently repaired, because the situation is terrible here. We have done our part as parents by providing labor to temporarily erect structures in some of the schools and hospitals, but that is not enough.
Most of the affected schools are in Davata, Crooks Corner in the Limpopo Valley. A heavy hailstorm recently swept across the two districts, killing two people and destroying infrastructure. At least 20,000 people were left homeless, and wild and domestic animals were also killed. In another story, Rujego Primary School in Maswingo City also failed to open for the new term after parents chased away the headmaster and closed the school gates. Headmaster Philip Shatini is accused of abusing school funds. He refutes the allegations. Reporting for Studio 7 from Maswingo, this is Obed Pepkai.